Professor Mike Janes began as a lecturer in English 6.5 years ago at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. 2 years ago, Janes began a documentary film series on campus, which he named Awake and Engage.
The hope was to provide a monthly colloquium for documentarian narratives that engage interest and arguments that are usually marginalized or quashed by the status quo. Things that you wouldn't necessarily get in the mainstream media, dealing with the others, you know, capital T, capital O, you know, those type of issues, and just issues that are considered, if not fringe, then not of paramount import. That was the idea behind it, because I've been lecturing across the country at different universities, different places, festivals, all sorts of venues regarding animal advocacy, and at other universities, I saw all sorts of events like this, you know, things focusing on, you know, gay rights or focusing on animal rights or, you know, all sorts of issues.
Professor Jane's experiences at other universities in the United States inspired him to create the Awake and Engage film series.
The hope is it will present some sort of argument or some sort of topic that you wouldn't necessarily find in the mainstream media. We've done things on child labor, we've done things on factory farming, we've done quite a few films at this point over the last 2 years, and they all tend to be hopefully things that students can see and, you know, verify on their own. They'll have the filmmaker's argument, then they can go and research, and hopefully something they can at the least learn about and maybe even get involved in and see, you know, what they can do to engage the wider world in which they live. And that's, you know, to me, sort of the essence of the university education is learning about the wider world outside of your sphere, outside of your box of comfort. And then, as Socrates and Plato said, you can't just become, you know, enlightened or knowledgeable on an issue and then just sit around and talk to each other about how, you know, knowledgeable you are. You have to go back down and try to change things. You have to engage the world around you.
This Wednesday, March the 3rd at 5:30 p.m. in the University Center Auditorium of the UTC campus, the Awake and Engage series brings an Oscar-nominated documentary film called The Cove to UTC students, and the viewing is open to the public.
Admission is free, and we'll be screening The Cove, which is a documentary on an annual dolphin slaughter that happens in Taiji, Japan. The filmmaker, Rick O'Berry, was the head animal trainer for the 1960s huge television hit Flipper. So he trained Flipper, the several dolphins that were associated with that television show. And after one of the main dolphins died in his arms, in the film, he feels the dolphin committed suicide, because dolphins are not automatic breathers like we are. They, you know, they consciously breathe or not. And he said over the months, you know, they were living in small enclosures and a lot of the same problems that we know animals now face, marine mammals face in captivity. You know, this was in the 60s when this happened, and he says the dolphin swam into his arms and looked at him and took a breath and kind of, you know, went below the surface and didn't breathe again. And he's convinced that the dolphin committed suicide. In the film, he says this.
Dolphin trainer Rick O'Berry experienced what Janes calls a paradigm shift due to the death of this sea animal.
The next day, he was arrested for trying to free captive dolphins from captive environments. So since he had that sort of paradigm shift in that reality, he's been spending his life going around the world, really, trying to educate people about the problems of keeping dolphins and other marine mammals in captivity. And he's just become this this famous and leading advocate for, you know, against, you know, places such as SeaWorld and, you know, places, things such as shark fin soup and these types of deals and some of the problems that are plaguing the ocean's life.
Professor Janes gives a synopsis of Rick O'Berry's documentary film.
There's a specific cove in Taiji, Japan, where each year, these dolphin fishers or dolphin hunters, they'll drive dolphins into this small cove and they'll, you know, net them off. And animal trainers from around the world will come and take sort of they buy the pick of these dolphins who are rounded up, and they use them mainly for marine parks. And then the ones who are not picked for the different animal training exercises are taken around to a smaller cove and they're slaughtered for meat and other things.
James calls Rick O'Berry the Indiana Jones of documentary films about dolphins.
They capture this stuff on videotape and they just bring it to the Japanese people. And dolphins are one of the highest, mercury contaminated fish or mammals in the sea. And they were Japan was trying to instill in some of their school systems, trying to get dolphin meat into their school system lunches and stuff like that. And as a result of this film getting out, it was a very secretive process, and they, got this information out, and they're no longer considering dolphin for, Japanese school systems, and other things have happened directly as a result of this film, which is very, very new. I think it was July 31st, 2009 is when it came out. It was just recently released on DVD, and it's Oscar nominated for Best Documentary, so we're really lucky to be able to screen it to the public and to UTC students and staff.
Awaken Engage presents The Cove in the UC Auditorium on the UTC campus on Wednesday, March the 3rd at 5:30 p.m. For more information about this film, go to thecovemovie.com. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.